Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. This episode of the People Talk Podcast is brought to you by Fresh Express Baby Kale Mix, featuring chard, baby kale, and spinach. All right, excellent source of vitamin A and vitamin K, as well as a good source of folate. Get some greens in your life. Get Fresh Express Baby Kale Mix. Look at that. That's a personal endorsement. These greens are crispy. They are crunchy. You can hear that. So you know it's good. That's Fresh Express. What's going on, everybody? It's Wednesday night / Thursday morning for you future listeners. And, how's it been? How's the week? Is it going quickly? Or is it going sludgety slow? I'm having one of those weeks. That is somewhere in between. I thought it was going quickly until I realized I thought Wednesday was Thursday. So now I realize it's going much slower than I had anticipated. That's never a good thing. To realize there's an extra day to your week that you had not foreseen. And then you realize it's just the same length as any other week. You just don't know how to count days. Or maybe all of your days are just the same and they just blur together, like mine tend to do. I really have the type of week sometimes where if you could just make a dummy of me, make like a ventriloquist, make like a fake version of me sitting at my desk looking like I'm doing work and just have it move its arms a little bit, maybe do a little head bob every once in a while, tap on the keyboard a little every once in a while, just to make it look good. I could probably be off somewhere, you know. Having a little Ferris Bueller's day off, you know, riding around in the city in a red convertible top down. It's a little bit getting a little bit cold for that. Maybe visit a nice art museum, stare at some paintings, closer and closer and closer. Maybe hang out by the pool. Maybe crash a big parade in the middle of a downtown main street. Get up on one of the floats and start singing. And have many almost run-ins with my own father. You never know. You know, some days you wake up and you don't know what life's going to throw at you. Have a little John Hughes adventure down in the city, you know? No one ever thinks it's going to happen to them until it does. John Hughes. Yeah, poor guy. You know, I really don't think that John Hughes ever existed. I don't know what the guy looked like. I never saw an interview of him. I never saw a picture of him. I never heard his voice. All I know is there's a bunch of movies from the 80s with really good soundtracks and that were really popular that say written and directed by John Hughes. So I'm kind of thinking that John Hughes was a non-existent person. He was just the name. You know, he was like a Tom Clancy. He was just a name that people used. And maybe it was like a whole team of like 20 people pulling the strings. And eventually, you know, they had to cover their tracks by saying John Hughes died. But I don't believe it until I read that autopsy, you know. I'm gonna need the CSI investigation into this before I believe. Okay. Have you ever seen John Hughes? Have you ever watched him on TV, heard his voice on the radio? I don't think you have. I really don't think you have. Maybe we should ask Molly Ringwald and Matthew Broderick. see what their recollections are, if they ever met the man or if there was just someone standing behind a curtain shooting those movies and they were never allowed to see him. You never know. I'll put it to you like this. Did they make any other great movies without John Hughes? Air quotes. I mean, Matthew Broderick was the voice of adult Simba in The Lion King. So I don't know if that counts. Maybe John Hughes helped him get that part. But after that, you didn't really see those guys too much, did you, in the movies? Yeah. And John Candy died after making Uncle Buck. That was a John Hughes movie, right? I think it was. Maybe John Candy was John Hughes. Because that's about when they stopped making the movies. Might be onto something here. Because you had Uncle Buck and you had Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin. That was his coming out party and his big movie. And then, you know, there's Home Alone 2. But I think we all know that's not any sort of good movie. Anyways, what was I talking about? I don't think I was talking about anything of relevance yet. I think I just began with a tangent. Let's see. It's been a long week. I feel like it's been a long week since the last time we did one of these. Last time we did this, the Brewers were still in playoff mode, and now they're not. This is a very troubling time in the kingdom. It's down to Red Sox and Dodgers. That's exciting, right? Watching just some of the two just biggest, most popular teams go at it again. That's what everyone wants to see, right? That's what everybody wants to see. This is why baseball is not a number one sport anymore. And I know nobody wants to hear that, okay? Nobody wants to hear that. But you're crushing any hopes of baseball like being a thing. All right? If all it's going to be is just the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Yankees, and like a handful of other teams that just are always in it at the end. And no one even gave the Brewers like a fighting chance. No one took them seriously. They got to game 7, for God's sake, of the NLCS. Game 7. That game, I don't know about game 7, but at least 2 of the other games could have easily gone the other way. All right? The Brewers could easily be in the World Series right now. I don't know if that's because they're doing that well. I mean, obviously, they were doing very well. Or I don't know if, like, all the teams in general are not doing as good in terms of Boston's probably going to win the World Series. I've heard a lot of people say that this isn't even like the greatest Boston team they've ever seen. This isn't even like better than like the 04 team, anything like that. So it could just be not as good teams this year. That could be a thing. It could be a combination of the two. I mean, hats off, as they say, to the Brewers, because I'm just thinking of all the revenue, the extra revenue that they got this season, okay? They forced a game 163 with the Cubs, all right? So that alone, right there, that's an extra game that those two teams got that none of the other teams in all of MLB got, right? So just the Brewers and the Cubs got an extra game's worth in, right? Brewers won that. They go to the division series. Did that go 4 games? I have the memory of a goldfish, so I believe it was 4 games. So they got an extra game in there, you know, over the minimum, and they won that series. And then they went to the championship series, and they brought it to 7 games, okay? 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games worth of revenue. Right? Okay, so yeah, it sucks they didn't get to the World Series for another at least 4 games more worth of revenue. But look at how much extra revenue the Brewers got this season. Like, that's huge. I don't know how that goes towards next season, if it helps or not. Because I'm assuming we're just gonna have to take a big shovel to all that extra money and just dump it into a big pile in front of Christian Yelich. I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not a smart guy in terms of knowing deals like that, but I would assume that's the transaction. All the money is now yours. But we've got him for a couple more years anyway, right? As it is. So at least we could take that money, put it in the bank, earn some interest on it before we give it to him, right? So we'll see you next year. Everything bodes well for next time. Man, you know what I did? I came home and I jumped on the old Netflix there. I was all ready to find something kind of basic to watch. And it was one of those classic days when you go onto Netflix and magically something has just dropped that you would totally just love to see. Adam Sandler, of all people, has a new stand-up special. Does he have any stand-up specials prior to this one? This might be his first, like, legit live stand-up special. It's called 100% Fresh. I don't think he really needs anybody like me to promote it, because it's all going to be up there. You're all going to see it there. But it was really good. And I know that isn't saying much for Adam Sandler, who hasn't done anything decent since like 2002. But this is like, this is as good as like 90s Adam Sandler. If you're into it, I get Adam Sandler's like a goofy guy, kind of an acquired taste, but it was really good. And it was like super entertaining, super endearing. Like it was like heartwarming, and he sings a bunch of songs and it was great. It was like the old Saturday Night Live Adam Sandler was back. And the whole thing was shot in a very interesting way. It was just really cool the way that they shot it. Let's see, what else is out? Making a Murder Part 2 dropped. That's what you would expect it would be. That was good as well. Is good. I don't know. I didn't finish it yet. Could be some more crazy twists and turns. Hopefully. That feels kind of wrong for me to say that, because it's true crime. So, I mean, ultimately, you shouldn't really wish for more crazy twists and turns, because these are like people's lives. So what you're saying is you want like more messed up things happening in other people's lives. I don't wish for that. I just want the... But I do want like that mind-blowing experience. You know what I'm saying? Where you're watching something and at the end it just goes to your brain, right? On the flip side, I do kind of want to see the new Halloween movie. Fictional, not true crime. Hearing great things about that. With the new, I don't get how they get away with calling it Halloween. Like, it's just, the movie is just called Halloween, but that's like what the original was called, right? How does that work? Like, how do you differentiate? Hmm? How does that all work? I mean, obviously you're not going to sue yourself using the same name, but something else I saw, what's his name? This dude, Guillermo del Toro, right? The guy who's like, you've probably seen zero of his movies, but he's won a bunch of Oscars for him. He is going to direct some sort of stop motion version of Pinocchio. And for some reason, that makes a whole lot of sense to me. When I read that, I was instantly just like, yeah, I'm in. Because everyone loves Pinocchio, right? The classic Disney movie. But he's going to make a new version because you know how they're making just new versions of all those movies for some reason. Like, for some reason, Disney thinks that we need to see, you know, Aladdin and the Lion King and the Beauty and the Beast again, but with different people doing them for some reason. I don't know why that is. It's like if someone made a hit song and then like 30 years later, like they redid it. But then you're like, why are you redoing this? We could just go listen to the hit version. You've already done this, man. Like, what do you want? Do you want some more money? Like, we'll go on the stream and stream it for you so you make money off of it. Like, you don't have to make the song again. You don't have to make these movies again. Like Disney, you could just put the movie out again if you want to in the theaters and we'll all go see it. I'll go see The Lion King tomorrow if you just put it up on the ultra screen, the huge screen. Put it in IMAX. I'll go see that. I might have seen it in the theater. I'd go see it again, though. Like, we don't have to get crazy with it. You know? You could spend $0 and we'll all just dump more money at you. That's how things work these days, right? Disney owns everything. Here's my big prediction for Disney. And it hit me the other day. Mark my words, as soon as the last Beatle is gone, RIP, the Disney company will make a bid to buy all the Beatles stuff so that they would own like the Beatles catalog, right? And put reissue stuff like they do, you know. They'll buy like all that Beatles stuff because they'll be making more Beatles t-shirts, more Beatles hats. They'll keep putting the albums out again, like every year, like we forgot they ever came out, and people will buy them because they'll be like, well, this one is just slightly different. We redid it just like we redid Pinocchio, you know? That's my guess. That's my prediction. I don't know. Someone want to take me up on that because that's going to take like 20 years to pay off, but there we have it. All right. We're coming up very shortly on, if you can believe this, the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, starting this podcast. Does it feel like it's been a year? It feels like it's either been a few weeks or 10 years. I can't tell which. But that's insane. That I've been doing this podcast every single Thursday for 52 Thursdays in a row. And I have yet to talk about anything specific. Am I right or am I wrong? You can tell me. It's okay. I can handle it. So I don't know. Next week would be, I don't know what to call it. If it's like season two of this podcast, does it keep going? Or do we just stop abruptly? And no one ever hears of it again. No, I feel like I'm going to keep doing it because I'm having way too much fun. Way too much fun doing it. And especially lately, I've been getting into other podcasts, which is crazy. Like, I'm trying not to because that's a big time sink, right? Because the thing with podcasts is there's no time limit. This could be, I mean, mine's shorter, but your podcast could be an 8-hour long thing if you want to. You could just podcast 16 hours a day, every single day. Like, you could just, like, I bet there's like at least one dude out there who just rolls out of bed and just hits record and then just sits there and plays like video games all day and just like talks about them. I bet there's something like that. And he's just got like, he's got more airtime than Regis Philbin. Like, he's just like the most on-air person of all time. I don't know. You got to think like that's, you've got to have some fans there. Okay, because here's my theory, right? There's 7.5 billion people on the planet, right? You can start a podcast on literally any subject. So out of 7.5 billion people, if you get like 1/1000th of 1/1000th of 1/1000th of a percent of people interested, right? They got to speak your language. And then they've just got to be kind of into whatever you're talking about. There's no reason you can't find like a fan base for it, right? So that's kind of like my thing. That's like my objective, I guess, going forward is like just kind of more defining this, like having some more topics, having some more guests on and finding that audience. Right? And just seeing if it could actually build into something. If you build it, they will come, right? Is that what it is? Field of Dreams? But they built like an actual physical ballpark. This is all digital. I don't know how that translates. I mean, I feel like, you know, trying to make the Field of Dreams over here, you know, as we all are in our own lives, right? You tend to your own garden of sorts. And just hope that it works, right? Like there's so much going on in the world, plenty to talk about. So I always feel kind of more the need to be like creative, to like create rather than to consume. I don't always do a good job at that. But I try to do as good of a job as I can to create. Spend more time creating than consuming. Just because, I don't know, I feel like I've always like wanted to get like stuff out there, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it feels better for me to create than to consume. Cause like sometimes you can just watch, stuff, listen to stuff, whatever. And then at some point you just want to like throw the book down, shut the TV off, take the headphones out and just like do, right? Like you go to school and it's like, you go to school to learn stuff because you're supposed to like use that stuff, right? Like you're supposed to like learn how to do something and then like go out and do something with it. So I feel like I'm at that point of like, I need to like do stuff with what I know and what I know how to do, right? I'm not one of those people who's like a forever student who just keeps going to campus every day of their life into their 60s. Not that there's, you know, not that that's not a viable thing for some people. if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And that's how you should do. And I mean, if you're like a researcher or something like that, obviously you're going to go do that kind of a thing. And to me, that's creating. You're creating stuff. You're creating research. But if you were just like, go, like say you were going to college, right? And you got a degree and then you just kept going to the college to just take courses, just to like try to take all the courses and learn all this stuff. It's like, what are you doing? I don't think anybody really does that, but knowledge is awesome. Knowledge is power, as they say. But it's only power if you use it, right? If you just like learn a bunch of facts and then you don't utilize those facts in any way, like, are you really doing anything? Right? I don't know. I am babbling once again. That's the magic of the podcast, you know? So we're going to keep this going. And, you know, I feel like if you went back a year to like, you know, so a year, just go to like episode one, whatever. I'd probably say a million times. There's probably just dead air. I sound even worse in terms of having nothing to talk about, right? Like, I feel like I've progressed. You know, in a year. Like, how could you not, right? How could you not? So I think that's part of what I'm trying to say. I want to progress. I'm always trying to progress, all right? Change is just another word for life. So we're just going to keep moving forward. Keep doing the podcast. This sounds like I'm like very, I have this deep conviction about it, but I'm just deciding this all like spontaneously. Just on air, just all on future air. I'm just trying to think of what else I have, because I feel like I listened to something this week too that was really good. I definitely listened to some like old jazz from the 70s that was super good, but I don't think that counts. That's not new stuff. That's not new stuff coming out. Yeah, no, I've been going through so much old music, so I still need these new recommendations. I'm behind anyway. I did finally listen to Astroworld, the Travis Scott album, which is really good. It's kind of confusing to me that he's got a song on there that's like on his album, but featuring Drake. But when you listen to it, it just sounds like it's a Drake song, because Drake starts the song and he sings for most of the song. It's kind of like Travis Scott only features on his own song. And I feel like I may have seen a meme or something or a joke about that at the time. So I bet people caught that, but that just like really stuck out to me. I was like, how is this featuring Drake when it's all Drake? I wonder how that all happens in terms of like, are they just working on songs and then they just kind of divide up like what songs will be for what? And that one was just kind of like, Drake was like, you know what, you can just take this one, even though I'm pretty much singing all over it. Or was that like the plan all along? And it was like really hard to get Drake to even be on that song. I don't know. It's hard to say. In today's musical climate, all right. I think I got to wrap this one up here. The last podcast of the year. So it's been a great year. Thank you for anyone who's been listening to this consistently. I super appreciate that. I really do. Just knowing that I do have some people listening in is awesome. And I'm just going to keep working on making this better and better. So, yeah, take care. Next time we're going to start season two, I guess. So onwards and upwards. And everyone have a great week. We'll see you later. Peace.